Welcome to Dish Nation!
Ooh, now Zoe Kravitz out here roasting her fine zaddy Lenny Kravitz on his biggest day in Hollywood.
And wait until you hear which housewife is saying her ex emptied her bank account.
Also later on, Crystal Renee pulls up to talk about her new reality show, Bold and Bougie. But first, Gary, what you got going on, homie?
All right here, Craig. Baby, I had to look at this video, honey, a couple of times.
What happened?
Now, I can't believe what I'm seeing. Because guess what, girl?
What?
Kim
what?
Kardashian and Bianca Cesori, baby, that's Kanye's second wife, were spotted, bitch, together at Ye's listening party.
What?
Yes, honey, and it looks like they were keeping it cute for the cameras, but definitely not chatty-chatty.
Okay, what they do, there is some similarities there.
That what's the similarity?
He has a type.
Yeah.
Top heavy or bottom heavy.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Okay, which one is the blonde?
That's Kim. That's
Kim's blonde right now, right?
Yeah. She that blonde?
That's not Kim.
That ain't no Kim.
That's a random.
Oh, that's Kate.
Who? Kim is behind the lady with the big jugs.
Oh.
Kanye's wife.
I didn't
She's
get
right
past the
her.
Big jugs.
Yeah, Kim is holding the baby.
Bianca says sorry, like she stacked to the moon. It's kind of like when it came out with the second Terminator.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Even better than the first.
Yeah, some upgrades.
Yeah,
you know
sure.
what I mean?
Ms. Kardashian ain't worried about her stagnant. She's like, I'm stacked in the bank.
Okay.
Okay, you're broke looking broke.
Okay. Oh. Give it some time.
Do you think that they actually talked?
Yes, I do. She has her children.
Yeah, probably something like, keep your hands out that kid hair. Tell that bitch stay out my baby head. That's what baby say.
No, that's black women.
Yeah. Okay, well, since we're dishing on Hollywood family show and support, Miss Zoe Kravitz made an appearance at her daddy's Lenny Kravitz Hollywood Walk of Fame ceremony to show him some love and a little bit of shade. Now, listen to what she said about how she's viewed her dad's incredible dedication through his art.
I've seen your incredible dedication to your art, but mostly,
oh, Jesus, that man fine.
I've seen through your shirts.
Oh, that's a whole lot of man, please, man.
According to my dad, if it doesn't expose your nipples, it's not a shirt. But I gotta say, at this point, I respect it. You really do pull it off.
Hoochie.
Your relationship with the netted shirt is probably your longest one, and it works.
Do you think she know how fine her daddy is? No, like, for real.
She does, but
she gets it.
Yeah, that man is a snack, okay?
Yeah, that's why it's appropriate to insult attractive people, just to bring them down a peg, because every other day of their life typically goes well.
But that's insecurity if you gotta insult me to bring me down a peg.
It's all in love. You know,
your kids bring you down. Your kids will bring you down.
Logan will bring you down?
What? He'd be like, it's your own kids. They didn't make that statement for nothing. It's your own kids that embarrass you.
What's the worst roast that you've ever got from Logan?
Oh, I don't. I don't know.
What's the one that like made it hard for you to close your eyes and go to sleep one night?
Logan will talk about everything. He'll talk about my hair. He'll talk about my skin. He'll say anything. And anything he'll say, especially if we're live or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So
because you know you won't beat him on cam.
That's right.
When there's witnesses around, that's when kids get real bold.
I think the worst that just comes to mind is a song, and he said, I got a white man on my roster. It's your own kids. You remember that one? Yeah, that's Logan.
hilarious.
Well, all right, y'all, the drama between Tyrese and his ex-wife Samantha just won't stop. Now, it seems Samantha has accused him of being in contempt of court, but not making all his child support payments. Well, Tyrese's attorneys are expecting Samantha's team to bring up his recent trip to Dubai as to where the money may have went.
Wow.
But in new court papers, his attorneys already have a defense to that. They planned ahead. They claim the trip didn't cost him anything because he used his frequent flyer miles and covered the flight. Smart. And he stayed with a friend while they was there.
Boom.
That's the legal version of like, I already know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
That is sad. He just paid her $10,000 a month for child support. You can't pay her $10,000 a month, and he's going to lie and say it was the writer's strike. That's why he didn't have any money.
Well, that was
a thing. That's legitimate.
A lot of people didn't work during that strike, some people have not made it back to work.
Gary, everybody's not on radio every day like you.
I mean, listen. Is Tyrese using frequent flyer miles? And is he staying with a friend in Dubai?
Possibly.
Like, do you buy that story?
No. I do.
I do.
I do.
How the hell are you going to say that?
Because people are very, very wealthy in Dubai.
That's
and
true.
Staying with a friend is not laying on somebody's couch.
That's
there.
True.
Well, let your friend fly you there then.
You're staying in his spare palace.
Yeah.
And he had a woman with him.
Yeah, okay.
He has to move on with his
this
life.
This is what miles are for. I don't understand why people feel like when you accumulate miles, that, you know, that means you don't have any money. That means you spent a lot of money.
Also, is he supposed to just give her the miles? What's she going to do with those? You can't feed a kid with miles.
You could sell that on Black Pages,
no,
the damn
can't.
Miles.
Can't sell
Did you just
miles?
Say
no.
Black Page?
Yes. That's a page.
Do you mean...
What's
do you
the
mean
page?
The black
I mean
market?
Back Pages.
Back Page. Oh, okay.
You know
well
that's not what they
that.
Sell on Back Page, right?
Yeah.
They sell something very different on Back
Page. They'll sell you a man named Miles on Back Page.
how come you know about Back Page?
Because you knew.
Oh.
We need to change the subject real fast or somebody get in trouble. All right, y'all know Miss Mia Thornton from Real Housewives of Potomac. She is separated from her husband, Gordon. And a sneak peek for this Sunday's episode, she told us how he tried to keep her from leaving him. Check this out.
First time I hired a divorce attorney, Gordon emptied my bank account all the way to zero and said I can't leave him. No man or female should ever do that to anybody.
Oh, now you can't spend that money I gave you. Oh.
How in the hell is she gonna get up there and say that?
Why you say that?
You allegedly was messing with a damn DJ here in town.
Was it alleged?
Well, I'm just using alleged.
Hold up, how is this? If I am taking my money and I'm putting it into your bank account, and then you tell me that you don't want to be with me anymore, I'm just going to be like, okay, that's cool.
That's petty boots.
How's that passing my money?
That's petty.
No, that's
being my money.
If you want to give somebody something, you've given it to
that's
them.
That's right. If you've given me something, you gave it to
them.
It's mine.
Yeah.
But
now that
you're mistreating the person who's giving you the money and not doing right by them in the relationship, women do spiteful things in retaliation to dudes all the time, B. Cut up joints, throwing clothes in bleach, all types of stuff. So that's his version of doing that.
This is what happens when you marry someone for money. That's what happens there.
So maybe she's really messing with the DJ so she could be the 10th caller and she could win $1,000.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Maybe. Maybe. All right. There's some crazy beef between former co-stars Sharon Stone and Billy Baldwin. Okay, a few years ago in her memoir, Sharon claimed a producer pressured her to have sex with a co-star so that his acting would be better and they'd have more chemistry on screen. And in a new podcast, she just revealed it was Sliver producer Robert Evans and that the actor was Billy Baldwin. Okay, Sharon even threw some shade saying she didn't have to smash Michael Douglas for him to turn in a good performance in Basic Instinct. Michael Douglas is a brilliant actor. Well, Billy, now he's clapped back, saying he has tons of dirt on Sharon and that she had a crush on him back then, but he shunned her advances. He said, wonder if I should write a book and tell the many, many disturbing, kinky, and unprofessional tales about Sharon.
Whoa.
That might be fun.
Uh-oh.
Clearly, I mean, this is just like the wrestling right here, right? This is what's going on here. It's a very innocent photo from the movie Sliver.
That doesn't look believable.
Yeah, yeah, it's his acting is really bad.
That looks believable to me.
Me too.
It would.
Yeah.
That looks like a fun time, actually.
Yeah.
In what world is prime Sharon Stone flirting with Billy Baldwin and he's like, nah.
I think I'm gonna believe Sharon Stone on this one because you wasn't even like the popping Baldwin. You know what I'm saying? Because you had Alec out here. You had Steven. He was in Posse, right?
Yes.
Yes. You had Stephen Baldwin. So you kind of like the...
Up-and-coming Baldwin.
Yeah. You like the Rob Kardashian of the Baldwin family.
But he still is a Baldwin. So I believe him. He's still a Baldwin.
I
think Sharon is sitting now as she gotten older and, you know, she's not doing many movies. She decides she want to talk like everybody else does.
Okay.
Wow.
He gave her a sliver, all right.
Wow.
Well, anyway, up next, honey, did a social media star just buy some abs? I can't wait to hear this. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Okay, on the latest episode of It Is What It Is, Mace shared his thoughts on Kanye, Wiz Khalifa, even 21 Savage, and how they created some of their best music while dating Amber Rose. Now, Cam'ron did quite agree with Mace's statement and said that the artists were making good music before her and that she didn't find them because they were nice guys. She got with them because they was making good music. So what do you think? Does Amber Rose have something special that, you know, seasons the herbs and spices that makes the music better when they get with she gets with these artists?
Amber is swagged out, though, on her own. I have to say that. And, you know, swag only rubs off. on people. When you got a high quality swag like she do, it only makes them better, I think.
And Mace need to hush. He just got back in the public, honey, from hiding behind what's going on with him and Puffy. So he need to just sit there and continue being a pastor and hush.
He hasn't really been pastoring as much as he used to.
That's the problem. He need to go back.
He's killing it right now.
There are people that you get with who you're in a relationship with them, and for whatever reason, maybe they are not boosting your confidence. Mm-hmm. But then there are people that you can be in a relationship with who do make you feel like you can do anything.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
When your confidence is high, that's when you take your biggest risks.
Bad.
And obviously get some of your biggest rewards. So I believe it.
But Kanye did get on the stage with the Hennessy and, you know, told everybody Taylor Swift shouldn't have won the award.
Wow. Yeah. Listen, the wrong person will get in your ear and that confidence goes through the roof.
Yeah.
tell me how you feel, baby.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
All right, y'all, moving on. It is time for
Ding Ding Dish Coming.
Well, y'all, Charles, y'all abs is ready. That's right, y'all, Miss Netta and Charles got some cosmetic surgery, and baby, Charles is happy about it. Y'all, Miss Netta got a BBL, while Charles got an 8-pack of abs, child. Baby, goodbye. Goodbye. What's going on? Oh, my God. Wait a minute. The abs is crooked.
What the hell is that one doing all the way up here and sideways?
Yeah. He got the assorted abs package to where they just put it everywhere.
That looks like a Popeye's 8-pack. That doesn't look like...
That is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Why wouldn't you do the love handles first?
I don't know if I'm recovering from that with y'all. I am sorry. I have never seen nothing like that in my life. How you have a tire and the abs is painted on and then... One ab is here and the other ab is there.
They said he had 8 pieces and 2 rolls on it.
It looked like the elevator when you press random buttons. Like certain ones are highlighted and certain ones are not.
Look at his chest.
It looks like the kind of thing like an 8-year-old boy would be like, look, I got a 6-pack now, Mom. You know? Like,
it's him flexing for me.
You can't tell him not to feel sexy. I mean, he body confident.
Still a stomach.
Y'all didn't look like stamps.
Exactly, and he still got a stomach.
If you zoomed all the way in on it and played a guessing game as to what is this, I would say a catcher's mitt.
It looks like he fell asleep on a muffin pan.
Yes.
And then, pulled it off all of a sudden.
He looks sexy, though, honey. I'm sure Miss Nelly thinks he's
Gary.
Sexy. All right, y'all, coming up, we're dishing with Crystal Renee, honey, about her show, Bold and Bougie. And you know, baby, we're getting into all the tea with her and the ladies, so make sure you come right back.
I ain't never seen it like that in my life. Huh? Oh, God, that almost took me out of here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now we have a special guest joining us today to spill the tea hee hee, darling, and talk about her juicy reality show, Bold and Bougie. Miss Crystal Renee, welcome, my love.
Thank you.
All right, Crystal. All right. So now, y'all, we've had the ladies, honey, on the show a few weeks ago. So, Crystal, why you didn't come with them, baby? Was it because of Malaysia?
No, absolutely not. I stand in the paint, buddy. It's not that. I had the flu. I was really sick.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was really sick.
I wasn't there that day, just for the record.
See, it aligned.
But anyway, all right, so Crystal, so do you feel the ladies gonna give you a bit of hard time because you're young and more beautiful?
Oh.
I'm just
kidding. Can I just tell you about the shade now? Well, all the ladies are absolutely gorgeous.
They are.
I am the youngest, though.
Okay.
But no, I think that because of obvious relationships and stuff, people were standing for their friend, which that's what you do as a real friend.
For sure.
And I don't fear away or shy away from any situation or confrontation. So it was fine for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, recently you did a piece with People Magazine and you wrote about feeling blessed after your divorce from Neo, which he commented on the Shade Room. Congratulations. Was that him being shady or you think he was really happy for you?
No, he was happy for me because there's two ways you can go in a breakup such as the one that I just went through. Mm-hmm. And you could be bitter and vindictive and seek revenge, or the path that I chose is less traveled and I chose to just rise with grace and move that way. What I want to focus on is how I chose to move on and heal and push through and create a new world for me and my kids. That's amazing.
And that's a good thing. Are you dating again? You gonna date again?
Child, I tried. Okay. It's hard here.
You try like on the apps or anything, or are you just out there?
Tamika tried to get me to do the apps. It was not giving Crystal at all. No. So I think this, I call it the new year, new me, no man, and I'm just focusing on me. That's it.
But you're not thinking about doing the same girl thing neither, though, right? No man. Well, I know that's the new thing.
He asked me, you a lesbian. What is wrong with him?
I am not a lesbian, but I can appreciate a beautiful woman, but she got to have a different kind of swag if she gonna bag me.
All right. So, Crystal, baby, I know you and Monyetta, honey, mended y'all relationship a while ago. So would you call her a friend, or did she even warn you about Neo?
No, there was no warning. She was, when we got together, she was going through her healing. And, you know, she expressed to the world what she was going through and in her pain. And I stayed out of that because it wasn't my business, mm-hmm. you know. And we have built a family together. So that's for our sure. relationship. She loves my kids. I love her kids. I've helped raise them for the past 10 years.
That's right.
And our relationship is always going to be family. It's always going to peace. There's not going to be nothing that I'm going to say bad about her because that's my family, and I don't that's play right. about that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm so glad you said that because I done told these guys I'm like that with my son's father, and they think it's weird.
You know? I don't.
No. Y'all done sat up here roasting me some time.
Don't point at me.
They
don't
sure did. Here.
I am not a part of y'all.
But what? And our kids are best friends, and I would never jeopardize their relationship for whatever I'm feeling. Even if we're going through a moment, that's not for the world to know.
All right, I know that's right. Well, y'all don't y'all move. We got more with Crystal Renee from WeTV's Bold and Bougie after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Hey. Now, Miss Crystal, we're going to play a game with you. Now, you have a restaurant called Johnny's Chicken and Waffles. So, playing off of that, the game is called Fry It or Try It. Ooh. Okay, so I'm going to explain it to you. So, you have to answer some questions and let us know if you're fry it, meaning no, or try it, meaning yes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, Crystal. Would you be into a polyamorous lifestyle like your ex? It's been said that he's dating two women.
Clearly fry it.
Oh. All right.
Clearly fry it. I would have still been there if that was the case.
Oh. Whoa. Well played.
Spilling all the tea, darling, all of me today. Now, Michael B. Jordan shared that he feels alone and doesn't know if he even wants a romantic partner. Would you date Michael B. Jordan?
That is my spiritual husband. I'm going to just put it in the universe. I'm going to go ahead and try that one.
Okay.
All right, now Dre Michelle is 39 and she's pregnant by NBA star Jalen Green, who's 22. Mm. Could you ever date someone 17 years younger than you?
So, I got bamboozled a couple months ago
and I went
on this date and found out he was 23.
Oh.
I exited stage left. But also, to each their own, and she's looked absolutely happy and beautiful pregnant. So shout out to you, Drea. Congratulations. But I'm going to go ahead and fry that one for myself.
But Crystal, what kind of work he does?
He's in finance. Well, he said he was in finance, but clearly he be lying, so who knows?
Yeah, 23 in finance.
He filed for financial aid.
Yeah. In finance.
Well, yo, thank you so much for stopping by to chat with us, yo. And make sure you catch Bold and Bougie on WeTV tonight. Crystal gonna be on there looking good tonight and every Thursday night. Much love, Queen.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, honey.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.